Well, we're going to start off right now with cybersecurity, and Max Kakis is becoming like our cybersecurity reporter after covering that hearing yesterday. Are federal agencies doing all they can to deal with the cybersecurity threat? Right now, lawmakers on Capitol Hill are pondering that question as they consider more than 40 different pieces of legislation dealing with the subject of cybersecurity. Today, the House Homeland Security tackled the subject, and Federal News Radio's Max Kakis, he's just back from Capitol Hill. He joins us right here, right now, live with the latest. Max.
Well, Chris, the feeling today is that the subject of cybersecurity has reached such a critical mass on Capitol Hill, the time may be right for Congress to deal with the subject of safeguarding the nation's cybersecurity infrastructure. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson, the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, got this response as he tried to get his arms around the scope of the problem with Greg Schaefer. He's the Assistant Secretary for Cybersecurity and Communications with the Department of Homeland Security, and Richard Skinner, the Inspector General for DHS.
Mr. Schaefer, can you tell the committee your guesstimate of how many times our systems are hacked on a daily basis, if you know?
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, I need to learn to press that button. Sir, I couldn't give you an estimate of how many times our systems are hacked on a daily basis. I can tell you that our systems, like most of the internet, is under a constant barrage of attack from a variety of known actors, ranging from basic criminals, sophisticated criminals, to nation-state actors. So there's a wide range of attackers out there that are taking advantage of the vulnerabilities that are in the infrastructure, and the federal government, like all others who leverage that infrastructure, are subject to attacks.
Give me what Einstein 2 has provided.
Einstein 2 is showing us about 278,000 indications of potential malicious activity at the perimeter of our networks on a monthly basis today with the deployments that we have. That doesn't mean that all of those attacks were successful. It simply means that there's indications of malicious activity 278,000 times on the average month.
Now, the other headline from today's hearing on cybersecurity in the House Homeland Security Committee has to do with a Government Accountability Office study on cybersecurity that was conducted on behalf of the House panel. Skinner, the Inspector General for DHS, outlined one of the major challenges and one of the major takeaways from this study that the Department of Homeland Security is faced in trying to grapple with and get ahead of the cybersecurity problem.
Over the last 4 years, over the last 5 years, U.S. CERT has had five directors. And in our opinion, we think that, in fact, can impede and, is in fact, is impeding our ability to move forward. Without the leadership to direct our strategic plans and guide our day-to-day operations, it's going to slow us down. The second thing is the investment of resources. It was not until 2008 did the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security identify cybersecurity as a top priority. Now, when you interpret that into dollars, it was not until 2010 where the funds put aside or increased to allow the department to build its cybersecurity capabilities.
Now, Chris, all of this discussion about cybersecurity comes against the backdrop of all of these bills making their way through committees on Capitol Hill that have to deal with who is going to be responsible for dealing with not only the routine day-to-day topic of cybersecurity and who's going to administer this, who's going to make sure that the agencies are doing what they need to do, but also the more important question of who's going to deal with emergency situations, because that's another one of the very big, you know, tentacles of this problem. Trying to deal with who's going to take the lead, who's going to be the lead agency when a big cyber attack comes and there's not just one major player, but maybe two major players or three major players, and they're all going after the U.S. cyber infrastructure all at the same time. The Senate bill, for example, that Senator Lieberman has proposed yesterday, also came up for a little bit of discussion in today's hearing over in the House, would put most of that responsibility squarely in the within the Department of Homeland Security, because Senator Lieberman is a big fan of the Department of Homeland Security.
It was his legislation that created it.
That's right. That's very right. And he thinks that they would be not only statutorily, but also in terms of the resources they have at hand, they would probably be the best people to do it. There are other folks who think the Pentagon should have a major role in case of a big emergency. There are other people who think, you know, the Department of Commerce has been proffered as a possible emergency player when it comes to cybersecurity. So there are lots of visions out there right now, and it's going to be a very interesting time coming up in the next few months trying to sort out which vision is going to prevail here.
What's the chances of this bill? I mean, as was mentioned, there are more. I think there's 43 bills in various places through the process on Capitol Hill. Mm-hmm. Senator Lieberman saying he wants to fast track his, and apparently has some deal with the House Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid to speed it through.
Right.
But so where's this? Do we have any sense as to where this particular bill that they were talking about today, where's this stand?
In this case, there was no bill that was attached specifically to this hearing. This was more in the realm of an oversight hearing, where they brought in Mr. Schaefer from the Homeland Security Department, Mr. Will Schuessen from GAO, who talked a little bit about this this report that was conducted. But it's all happening in the context of all these bills, this flurry of bills, and the also the little kerfuffle that came up last week when Senator Lieberman's bill came out, and he said, "Well, I think I'd give a lot of the responsibility in the event of an emergency to the president." And of course, there are a lot of people who have some very serious concerns when it comes to privacy, when it comes to the just the openness of the internet, in terms of do we really want to give all this power to the president of the United States to shut down a network, to shut down somebody's segment of the network.
Well, and Senator Lieberman was very careful to say that provision is not in his bill.
Right.
So that the president does not get that. And there are real concerns because, after all, the internet also isn't just a U.S. operated thing.
That's right.
It's a worldwide thing. So.
That's right. But no specific bill tied to this. But all of the discussion that you hear here is going to be pertinent to the bills that are under discussion and that are up for consideration. And it's the one thing about these hearings, for people who've been watching them for a good long while, is that eventually, what gets talked about on the Senate side of Capitol Hill filters over to the House side and influences the discussion over there about cybersecurity. No doubt, the bill or the hearing that we covered today over in the House side will make its the contents of that hearing will make its way over to the Senate side. In weeks to come,
it's going to be, and they of course have to pass spending bills. There's a lot of stuff that I believe there's a Supreme Court nominee that's going to. So they have a lot to finish up. You're going to have more on this hearing tomorrow, right?
Oh, absolutely. We'll have more on this tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, and of course on federalnewsradio.com.